That frightened our little drop of rain so much, he fell right off Miss Daffodil's golden dress and hid himself in a tiny hole he found in the earth. Presently, he had another shock, for he felt himself being drawn down, down, down. But when he saw some of his brothers and sisters being drawn down too, he felt less frightened, and soon he saw so many wonderful things that he was quite delighted. He passed Miss Daffodil's round brown store cupboard, which looked very much as if it were nearly empty, and he saw other store cupboards as well, which belonged to Miss Snowdrop, Miss Crocus, and Miss Hyacinth. He saw Mr. Worm moving slowly up the wet earth, and heard him say, "I'm glad the rain has come. I'm tired of being in the dark so much. I want a peep at the sun." By and by, the little drop of rain touched a stone, and he was so tired that he rested on it for a minute or two, till he heard a voice calling, "Wanted! Wanted! Drops of rain to make a new brook! Drops of rain to make a new brook! Hurry up! Hurry up!"
"Oh, I'm coming! I'm coming! Wait for me!" cried our little drop of rain, and off the stone he slid and away he hurried.
He travelled a long, long way, and as he went he could hear his brothers and sisters coming too and singing the song of the raindrops. So he joined in and sang it too with all his might, and this is the song they sang. "Down from the sky we hurry and run, hurry and run, hurry and run. On the brown earth we have games and fun, games and fun, games and fun. We work very hard like raindrops good, raindrops good, raindrops good. We make flowers grow in garden and wood, garden and wood, garden and wood. Now we will make a beautiful brook, beautiful brook, beautiful brook. If you don't believe us, just come and look, just come and look, just come and look." And singing all the time, they came at last to a place where there were hundreds and hundreds of raindrops gathered together, all waiting for Mother Earth to give the word. And when at last she said,
"Now go!"
all the little drops of rain rushed up together out of the earth through a grassy bank, and then lay down to rest for just one moment under a hawthorn hedge. But the grasses leaned over from the bank and called out softly, "Aren't you coming? Aren't you coming?" And a beautiful oak tree leaned over the hedge and said gently, "Aren't you coming? Aren't you coming?" And some pretty blue-eyed flowers growing among the grass leaned over and whispered, "Aren't you coming? Aren't you coming?" And when the little drops of rain heard so many sweet voices calling, they could not rest one minute longer, but rose up and flowed along. And when they came to the green grasses, they washed them and made them clean and fresh. And when they came to the oak tree, they showed her a picture of herself in the new dress spring had given her, and she was pleased. And when they came to the blue-eyed flowers, they kissed them softly, and the flowers whispered, "Little brook, you are going a long way. Forget me not." And that was how the little drops of rain